I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. We're just lumbering along this morning and talking about carpenter bees.
Carpenter bees.
Again.
Still.
Had an inquiry this week about preemptive actions to take if you're building a new home, what woods to use on exterior architectural details.
From the reading I've done, there's no surefire way of preventing carpenter bees from attacking your home. The females are out looking for wood to chew their tunnels in to establish a nest.
And they're not eating the wood.
They're not eating the wood.
They're just tunneling.
Right. What they'll do is they'll find a little rough spot or something on the face of the wood, and they start chewing in there. They go in about a body length, and they'll turn left or right to follow the grain of the wood. And they'll go in several inches up to several feet, establishing cells that they provide with pollen. That's what the bee grubs will feed upon. This can cause great damage to railings and other structural niceties of outbuildings, homes, etc. But I think the greatest amount of damage beyond what the bees are doing themselves is their predators. Woodpeckers will go after the grubs, and so they'll knock big holes out of the sides of the home. It can be really annoying. People find that distressing for some reason. The thing to do is, first of all, paint the wood surfaces using polyurethane or oil-based paint.
Several coats. Choice of wood, though. I mean,
hardwoods are the best because they're denser wood. It's more difficult for the bees to chew their way through. And so that's what you can do to minimize their interest in your home to begin with. Once they're established, that's pretty tricky.
Mm-hmm.
People recommend all kinds of ghastly things, you know, chemicals and flammable materials and whatnot, which I think is hazardous to you. And it's not very kind of the bees either. Although if you're getting to that point, I'm sure you don't care about the bees whatsoever. Also, the thing to do is plug things up right away. You can fill the holes with dowels, putty, things like that. And you have to do it at the right time of year, too. Some people like to do it when the bees are in there. I don't recommend that. Usually it's best to work with these tunnels after the bees have left. So at the end of spring, early summer, they'll start occupying those tunnels again in the fall when the bees are looking for a place to overwinter.
There's another option, too, maybe plastic lumber substitute products. And they're getting better and better and more realistic looking.
That's true. It is more expensive. But if you live in an area that's prone to carpenter bee damage, that might be a worthwhile consideration. Because what we've done is we've gone into their habitat. We've stripped it clean of trees and dead limbs and so on that they use for their nests. And then we replace those natural structures with artificial structures that use the very same materials. So it's no surprise that the bees take great interest in this. Yes, if you can find a way of covering the wood or replacing the wood altogether with some sort of a synthetic material, that'll go a long way in preventing bees from taking interest in your home to begin with.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.